Hello and welcome to the latest Sustainability Perspectives podcast. My name is Elisabeth Skuder. Today we're shining a spotlight on post-consumer recycled content, or in short, PCR. In order to meet the demands of today's market, packaging has to meet a wide range of requirements, including durability, safety, flexibility, and effective barrier protection, all while remaining cost-effective. And with increasing sustainability demands, companies have to find a way to make their packaging more sustainable without sacrificing functionality. And including PCR content could be one answer to tackle this challenge. So our guest today, Dirk Gabriel, who is CEO of Consumer Flexibles at Mondi, will shed a light on how including PCR content could help companies to reach their sustainability goals. And we'll also discuss what challenges have to be overcome and what future innovations are in the pipeline. So yeah, welcome, Dirk. Thank you very much for being on the podcast with me today.
Pleasure for me to be here.
Great. And to start with, could you maybe briefly introduce yourself and speak a bit about your role at Mondi?
Yes. I'm a CEO in Mondi for Consumer Flexibles. CEO in Mondi means that you are also responsible for sales in the segment. So I have the total P&L responsibility for Consumer Flexibles. I'm almost 30 years in the industry. I have a technical education. I started as a design engineer for bagging lines. Then I went into R&D in sales, where I spent most of my professional career. And then I went into general management. And I'm doing this in Mondi. And it's a great company and I'm happy to be there.
Great. Yeah, I think your experience obviously should come in handy to give us lots of information on the podcast today. To sort of set the scene, could you talk a bit more about what post-consumer recycled content is and how it's defined?
Post-consumer recycled materials are materials that have been previously used and then diverted from the waste stream to be recycled and turned into new packaging. And the use of PCR content is an important aspect of sustainability as it reduces the amount of waste, it decreases the need for virgin materials to be extracted and processed. So PCR is a way of keeping material in circulation. The more PCR content we use, the less waste we have. And this is a bit a tricky thing in our society. I was reading a study from machine producer for recycling streams, and we still do see that, for example, in Germany, only 55% of plastic waste, and plastic waste means including PET bottles, goes to the recycling stream. That says in Germany, it goes to the yellow bin. So it will be a challenge for all of us to somehow improve that rate of material which goes into recycling. What we have in PCR is that we have mechanical recycled PCR and chemical recycled PCR. Mechanical, that material is shredded and fed back into films conversion. Important here is the purity of the recycled feedstock. As you might imagine, that material has been filled with different substances, and even it is washed. And based on our dose knowledge, we can't accept it as an approval for food contact. There's a risk of contamination. For packaging, it is then mainly used for non-food applications, for example, home and personal care products. On top of it, it's unfortunately not as smooth as virgin film. So it's a bit uneven, and experienced people in packaging might see it. The normal consumer might not really see it on the shelf. And material which suffers from purity can be used only for park benches and other non-critical application. Means material which is heavily printed and cannot be turned back into a material that can be used for packaging will then be used for other things like park benches. Chemical recycled is a process where you with a lot of energy at the initiation and through a process called pyrolysis, the plastics are reversed to the base oil state. Due to the reprocessing, you start on the same basis as if you would use oil. Means whatever you are able to do with virgin material, you can do with chemical recycled material. of course, this then can be used for food applications, as there is no risk of contamination. It can be virtually used for everything. Unfortunately, here, the infrastructure to produce chemical recycled material is at the very beginning. All the big resin producers collecting information from the market, making investment plans, having plans in place, but the big amount of material will be only available 25, 26. That's my personal guess.
Yeah, obviously you've given us a great introduction here, and I was wondering, zooming in a bit, how could the use of PCR content help companies reach their sustainability goals?
Yeah, I mean, as you said already in the introduction, that packaging material today must meet a variety of requirements: durability, safety, flexibility, and of course, effective barrier protection, and all of that, preferably while remaining cost effective. And that's a bit a challenge. However, with the increasing emphasis on sustainability, producers face an even more complex challenge. They must find ways to achieve sustainable packaging without sacrificing any of these key features. Despite the complexity of this challenge, one solution has emerged is the use of post-consumer recycled plastics, PCR. There's a big focus on end-of-life packaging solutions, and PCR is one way of addressing that. Because the plastic is kept in circularity for longer, it reduces the waste. However, there is not only one solution to meet sustainability needs. Main target is that the whole industry producing and working with packaging works together to help educating consumers. And this is, I think, a very, very important thing. We did run a study with a design agency, and we went into consumer households, and it was really surprising how less people really know about plastics and different specifications of plastics. So monomaterials, recycled content. For the majority of the consumers, plastic is still plastic. So we actively, as an industry all together, the resin producers, the converters, the FMCGs, really have to work on educating consumers so that they're also able to differentiate between the different plastics and make a decent decision while they're buying and in the supermarket.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of education needs to happen, because, and maybe also make it a bit clearer on the packaging where something should go, I'd imagine.
Yeah, maybe, yes. But there are many benefits of the PCR content. I mean, environmental benefits, because recycling plastic waste and using it to make new production reduces the amount of plastic waste and keeps valuable material in circulation. It helps reaching sustainability goals. Using PCR content can demonstrate brand owners, food producers, and consumers our commitment to sustainability and environmental responsibility. If the regulation compliance, that's a bit a tricky thing. In many countries, including the European Union and the US, regulations are in place that require companies to meet certain environmental standards and use a minimum percentage of recycled content in their products. As you are living in the UK, you might know that the UK is pretty keen that 30% of PCR will be incorporated into flexible packaging. If companies will not meet that, there will be a fee for that. So PCR content can help companies to comply with these regulations. PCR content used in recycled packaging, and that's this important, can be recycled again. So once PCR has been used in recycled packaging, there is no threat that it cannot be recycled again. Mondi, as a company, we are having a huge experience with recycling, as we are a paper company. We produce a lot of paper, and in this paper streams, we have a lot of recycled paper as well, and we are one of the biggest producers of recycled papers in Europe. So we have gained already experience with paper and translating and trying to translate this into our plastics know-how. For us in Mondi, the first step in this journey to more recyclable ready materials was to produce monomaterials for recycling. And now we use these monomaterials and have recycled content in the next generation of products. So to go a step further, we produce monomaterials with PCR content, and there's of course more to come.
Yeah, we're looking forward to finding out about more innovations as they come, obviously. Yeah, obviously you mentioned recycling and the challenges around recycling. And I was wondering, to sort of reiterate again, what are the challenges particularly, and how can they be addressed, obviously from Mondi's side, but also from other different players across the industry and across different actors across the value chain?
Yeah, with one word, the circumstances for the time being are a bit unpredictable. I mean, as you have most probably read, companies have been very bold a few years ago with the sustainability claims, but there have been many factors that have made this difficult, and they have had to adapt their goals. These are the industry, the needs, regulations are changing really rapidly. So we have to live with uncertainty in the markets. Regulations in each country have been different without one common set of regulations. Each country or region has had different regulations. There is not just one solution to reaching sustainability goals and to meet product needs, so we need to adapt quickly. PCR content is just one of these solutions and has its own challenges. I mean, for mechanical PCR, mechanical post-consumer plastic waste can vary in quality or composition. As I said in the beginning, the purity of the material plays a major role. Without that purity, it makes it difficult to ensure consistent quality and performance of the recycled material. For the time being, most of the materials we are producing run with a rate of 30% PCR included. Of course, cost play a role. Cost of collecting, sorting, and processing post-consumer plastic waste is high. This in combination with actually not sufficient economy of scale and very high investment cost has an effect and drives the price for the PCR resins. And availability, there is currently not enough PCR content to produce for the industry demand, especially on chemical recycled designs. As I said before, there is a big investment needed, all the big resin producers are working on it, but these investment plans, these plants which have to build up, these machines which have to be built up, they need a certain time, and it will take another 2 to 3 years, I'm afraid. And of course, there are some technical limitations. Sometimes of plastics, laminates, may, based on our knowledge of today, not easy to be suitable for recycle or more require specialized processes that are not widely available or cost-effective. And this, especially in laminates, we do see that there is still a way to go to get all of this in a cost-effective way recycled. And regulation challenges. Different countries and regions have different regulations and standards for recycled content and plastic packaging, which can create logistic and compliance challenges for companies operating across multiple markets. And here, for example, all the big FMCGs of this world, they really do not produce just for one market or for one country. So they have to have specifications in place which comply to the regulations and rules across Europe, if not across the world. And that's quite a challenge these days.
Do you see any potential for this to ever become easier in the coming years? Or do you think it will stay sort of disjointed in the foreseeable future?
Yeah, the big challenge is how good the industry will work together. So that if the industry means producers of resin, converters, FMCG companies, but also governments, if they all will kind of work together and set clear rules and clear instructions so that we can really develop, implement and grow this. We need to work with regulators, recyclers, and partners across the value chain to ensure that there's enough supply of PCR materials for us to produce the solutions. As I said in the beginning, we have to really look into the waste streams and educate consumers that they put the waste in the right bin. At Mondi, we are acting along with other stakeholders to safeguard volumes for the future. That's also important. Luckily, we have the resources and expertise to do this. And of course, we also play an active part at our industry association, Flexible Packaging Europe, which really focuses on talking to European Union and helping to address the challenges our industry has.
I was wondering, obviously you talked a bit about Mondi in the context of PCR content already, but I wanted to zoom in a bit more and find out what steps does Mondi take to include PCR content in its packaging solutions? And could you also give some examples maybe of recent innovations at the company?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Mondi takes up this challenge. There is no question. We are focusing resources to solve the challenge and using our know-how and integrated supply chain to produce PCR into our packaging solutions. We have the know-how and the expertise, and we are perfectly positioned to take up a stance and be a thought leader in this space. As said, experience with paper is likely translating into plastics business. We have the capabilities and do process both mechanically and chemical recycled content. We extrude our own film and we can develop the film according to what need, including the type of PCR that fits the expectations of the respective end-use market, means food or non-food companies. We control the recipe of our films and we do work closely with recyclers to help them to improve the quality of the resin. We have strict qualification rules, and we, of course, have all the ISCC certification. On top of it, we have economies of scale to offer very good quality and stable volumes of film containing PCR plastic packaging material. And we have strategically partnered with upstream recyclers to integrate and streamline the PCR plastic packaging manufacturing process. We are making this a reality. We are ahead of the market in solving tomorrow's problems today. While saying this, I don't want to mention a customer name. That would be, in my view, not really fair to all the others we are working with. If I take someone out, so I will speak about the end-use markets. We are a big supplier in pet food, and pet food is one of the areas where a lot of our customers moved into monomaterials already. I think we have none of our customers which has not qualified a monomaterial specification. And there will be a next big wave that these monomaterials will be then equipped with PCR content. And we still do see this year. Of course, this will be chemical PCR. So as it is, needs a food approval. But in the pet food industry, we do see this very soon on a bigger scale. We produce diapers with PCR content. We have also had press releases about that. In home and personal care, we do use a lot of PCR. And in femcare, there is a lot of PCR used. So we believe that the economies of scale will enable us to offer not only the product, but also competitive pricing for packaging specifications with PCR content. At Mondi, we are acting along with our stakeholders to safeguard PCR volumes for the future. We have strategically partnered with potential suppliers. That's also a kind of a race these days that you have to secure this not sufficient materials for your customers. And we are working very, very actively on that. We don't share this openly, that we have made agreements with our partners, but we are really on top of it, and we have these agreements, and we are quite sure that we safeguarded the volumes we might need in the next years for our customers.
Great. And my final question was, this is always nice to look towards the future a little bit. So what do you foresee for the future at Mondi and generally in the world of PCR content? What developments do you expect?
Yes, I mean, seeing the world these days, we do see recession is kicking in here and there, and cost play a major role. Interest rates are going up, so companies are a bit more restrictive these days, and also consumers, when they go to the supermarket, they will base their decision not only on the environmental impact that packaging has, but also on the cost of this product. So we as a company have to take an extra effort to come to a point where we will be able to offer a cost position closer to historical prices for films with the PCR content. That will be our challenge. And my personal biggest challenge I do see for the future is that we as an industry and as a society have to work to put value to packaging waste. Only if we have a valuable resource, waste, then people will put it into collection and we can recycle it. And when this happens, people will collect waste and increase the supply of PCR content. So it's really, really important that we all together work on that and make sure that there is sufficient waste available to have PCR content in our packaging. Of course, we are also working constantly on new innovations, but even if I would love to tell you, but it would be a bit unfair for our partners if we disclose this here in the public before it's on the market. So I'm afraid I cannot tell a lot about this. But as I say, sustainability is a trend, and that trend is here to stay. It will not go away, and it's a journey, and there are many ways in which to achieve it. But we are at Mondi on the right path, and we are on top of it. And I think altogether we will be able to manage it.
Yes, hopefully. And it's good to put the word out as well about how important this all is. So we'll look forward to hearing more about development in the future and going forward. Great. So that brings us to the end of today's podcast. Thank you very much, Dick, for being here today and for sharing your insights.
It was a pleasure. Talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And as always, to our listeners, make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any of the most recent episodes. We have a new one coming out at least once a month. Thank you.